أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ يوحي ربك إلى الملائكة أني معكم فثبتوا الذين آمنوا سألقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب فاضربوا فوق الأعناق واضربوا منهم كل بنان ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله ومن يشاقق الله ورسوله فإن الله شديد العقاب ذلكم فذوقوه وأن للكافرين عذاب النار صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 12 to 14 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about yet another very great favor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestowed upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Some few ayats in ayat number 9, we had discussed Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua to Allah, Sahaba saying ameen to that dua, the response Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down malaika. What was the function, what was the duty of these malaika? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlisted and Allah shows this very great favor upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba. إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَ. That time is also worthy of remembering that when your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired the malaika, أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ, certainly I am with you. What will be your responsibility? فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So you make firm, establish the hearts of those who believe. In other words, there are those difficulties they are going through. So create within them this establishment of their hearts so they will remain firm. Number two, سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from His side, Allah Ta'ala said that I will soon cast in the hearts of those who disbelieve terror. Terror will be in their hearts. On the other hand, you take care of the Sahaba, my servants. And on the other hand, this is what I will do with regards to the disbelievers. And it was the terror that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed into their hearts. Then Allah Ta'ala's specific command to the malaika, the second, فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْآنَاقِ. Hit them on the top of their necks. In other words, smite them on the top of their necks. And we know that if a person is hit hard on the neck, or if the neck is severed from the body, there is no life. In other words, that is the one action that you will take. And then, وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانِ. And hit each and every one of the finger joints. In other words, if the fingers are in such a condition, they will never be able to hold the ammunition. They will never be able to hold their bows and their arrows and their swords. And in this way, they will be incapacitated. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say that it was of such a nature that when we looked at the hands of those that participated in Badr from the side of the kuffar, it looked as though it was burnt. Now there are many riwayats, many narrations, like for example we find one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who saying that as he was fighting a disbeliever, he heard somebody but he could not see saying, Hayzum, move on, go on. Hayzum was the name of his horse. And then suddenly he saw a person, a kafir being attacked, the man falling flat on his face. When this person, the sahabi goes past, he turns the person around. He was not only dead, but he was injured on his nose and a whiplash on his face that actually disfigured his face. So when he reported this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that was the malaika. Then we find another narration that there was a sahabi that said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I killed two people, but then I saw a third also die. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that was the work of the malaika. And one last incident we'll talk about, a person that was taken as a captive at the time of Badr on the side of the kuffar. He, after accepting Islam, he said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I was captured by somebody that I do not know, a person that was very tall, very handsome. And then it was Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu who untied him and brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So such are the incidents. But in all, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's participation was the greater percentage and the greater portion of the battle. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the malaika to give Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that support. But obviously the Sahaba had led the attack against the Quraysh. Then after that Allah ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Why all of this? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala retaliate and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the malaika? That was because they had opposed the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They opposed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously anybody that becomes the opponent of Allah and His Rasul, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا, whoever opposes Allah, whoever becomes the opponent of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, then certainly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a severe chastisement. ذَلِكُمْ فَذُوقُوهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is what you will taste. In other words, taste it, O disbelievers. In this world, that is what had happened. We find in the battle of Badr, before even the battle had taken place, in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his arish, he came out of his tent or his hut, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to show Sahaba where the places of the kuffar will be slain. This is the place where Abu Bakr, where Abu Jahl will give his life. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that in that way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the names of the disbelievers that had fell on Badr and he showed exactly the spots where they would die. And on the other hand, he says that it was exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed it. But that was the adab of this dunya. وَأَنَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا نَارٍ, and certainly for the disbelievers, the worst to come is the adab of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.